Well, they knew it was going to be bad, but Hong Kong pro-democracy activists say a sweeping new national security law imposed by Beijing is even worse than they had feared. The law allows for life in jail for any acts the Chinese Communist Party has deemed to constitute secession, subversion or terrorism. It will also see Beijing establish its own law enforcement office in Hong Kong with the power to extradite suspects to the mainland. And in a sign that they mean business, Hong Kong police have already arrested dozens of people. One man was in possession of a Hong Kong independence flag. Barbara Miller reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chief executive, the Honourable Mrs. Carrie Lam Cheng Yut Mo, and her husband Dr. Lam Siu Por have arrived.
The usual pomp and ceremony to mark the anniversary, the 23rd this year, of the handover of Hong Kong from British rule. But unlike in previous years, a pro-democracy protest, which usually attracts huge crowds, was not approved, though that hasn't deterred some protesters coming out to demonstrate against the new national security law. Avery Ng is the Secretary General of the League of Social Democrats.
Probably in the future, we may never see a million people on the street again, not because we are satisfied with the government, but just because we are now living in fear.
The legislation imposed by Beijing is a response to the months of unrest Hong Kong saw last year in pro-democracy protests. Under it, crimes such as damaging transport facilities can be classified as terrorism and attract a life sentence. Juries can be dispensed with and suspects can be extradited to the mainland by Chinese officials based in Hong Kong. The text of the law was only made public late last night, after it had come into effect. It's been welcomed by the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam.
We have been entrusted with the responsibility to implement a piece of law which safeguards not only Hong Kong people's interests, but the 1.4 billion mainland Chinese interest. So to have this power is very important and effective for us to ensure that we could discharge our function. I do not see how this executive power of the chief executive undermines the independence of the judiciary. They are entirely two separate matters.
Ma Ok is an associate professor of government and public administration at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
I think it is very draconian and it is going to be a big damage to the freedom of speech and other freedoms in Hong Kong.
Some people are saying that they see the law effectively as the end of the one country, two systems. Is that how you read it?
I think so. Of course, it depends on how they implement the whole thing. But we see this National Security Committee, which is actually above the law in Hong Kong. It is not up to a legal challenge. So I think this is a major damage to a lot of the basic rights of Hong Kong people.
Gary Chan, not his real name, is an Australian citizen living in Hong Kong.
That's crazy. I don't think anyone would have thought this would happen 6 months, a year ago. It is going to affect every single areas of life. You can see people a lot more reserved, even when they come in on Facebook now. They don't press like or comment as freely as they would have. You can see people at work a little bit more careful.
And for you personally, do you think it will change your life there?
I think so. Because the reason I've noticed the change is because when I make comments, people look at me differently, if you know what I mean. Yeah, certainly a lot more careful, I'll say, or try to. See, this is the thing. You get sucked into a thing that you fall into their traps. You're self-regulating. You're playing a lot safer. But I guess this is only because we're not exactly sure how this is going to unfold.
In a statement, Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said Australia joined many international partners in expressing deep concern about the imposition of the law and its implication for Hong Kong's judicial independence.
Barbara Miller with that report.